What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Monday. 96.5 The Fan. Hope you're all having a great Monday start to your day.
I am.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
I mean, at some point. This is where Josh and I used to say, thanks, Mom and Dad, for paying for our college, when we were going to talk about stories like we were discussing in the break.
Right. A story that did come out over the weekend is that Vegas is going to have Uno
as
a new card game in the casino.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wrap my head around. So, like, everybody has an ante that goes in, and then is it, like, winner take all? Have they explained the rules yet?
I did not get too deep into it. I just saw that Uno was now a sanctioned card game by the state of Nevada.
Like, we do realize, right? Like, we watched Adrian Peterson get his ass kicked in a Texas Hold'em game. But, like, real money, Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you play Uno, like, have you ever had a heated game of Uno with, like, family members?
Hell yeah, who hasn't, right?
Like,
yeah.
You can't punch your family members.
Right.
This is going to cause fights. Like,
well,
when a guy
blackjack does too, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Casino games are notorious for this. Texas Hold'em, blackjack, Baccarat, maybe. I don't know if there's ever been a fight on that table. And then you're going to introduce Uno when you yell out Uno and somebody gives you a draw four.
Yeah. You ain't going to be happy about that one, right?
We're going to see Carrington go to Vegas three more times a year.
Because of Uno.
He loves Uno.
Yeah.
He's a huge Uno activist. Like, he thinks it's one of the greatest games ever invented.
It's probably going to be a big day for him, then.
Oh!
Yeah, huge
and he loves. We know he loves Vegas.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Is there another game that they should... Because you said you played War in a casino.
Yeah, I play Casino War, yeah. Back in the day, downtown Vegas.
Because that's like the casino that Chevy Chase went to when he ran out of money.
Oh, yeah. They got War, yeah.
Pick a number. Oh, I'm always great at this.
Yeah, three.
Even or odd.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but close, right? But no, I played War. Like, I was thinking more of the line...
You can go through some money fast.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. You don't win, ever. But, you know, Vegas is got some hard times right now. One of the... I think it was Caesars is laying off a bunch of people. And I was talking to our friend Ben Maller about this. He goes, it's pretty simple how to fix Las Vegas. You don't need to add Uno. Get rid of resort fees and stop charging for parking, and everybody will be back. There's nothing worse than that scam of the resort fee that hotels are putting on your bill right now. $79 for the room, $59 a night for the resort fee, right? That is a scam. People don't want to pay those, so they don't go to these places. Get rid of the resort fee, stop nickel and diming people, and people will go back. But I was thinking along the lines of games like we used to, like, I think Hungry Hungry Hippos would be a great Vegas game.
That would be awesome. I would love it.
I don't know. Like, let's just do Hungry Hungry Hippos, and everybody sits around and
you're jamming the thing. Come on.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
That was the first game that I thought of, and I think, damn, that would be a great Vegas casino game. Hungry Hungry Hippos. Let's go.
Somebody says it would be per card play for bets.
Yeah, I'm saying they'll have three different kind of games. Mm-hmm. Uno Golf, Uno Teams, and Uno Show 'em No Mercy.
Have you guys ever played Golf, the card game?
Uh-uh.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty easy. It doesn't probably going to sound easy, but you get four cards.
Uh-huh.
You look at two of them, and you can only look once. Lowest score wins. So you get four cards. The two cards you look at, aces is low. And
is ace one?
Ace is one, okay. And then jacks and fives are zero.
Oh, okay.
So then after they're all divvied out, you put the cards in the middle, flip the first card up, left of the dealer goes first. And then the two cards you haven't ever looked at, that's where you gamble. So then when you look at a card and it goes over and it's like a two, you're like, all right. You take one of those cards you haven't looked at, or maybe the two cards below you is like a 10 and a 9. You're like, well, I know that 10, it's a 10. Put it in the middle, then you can kind of angle it so you know that that card's safe. But the two cards that you didn't ever look at, you don't know. So then when there's like, let's say a 3 pops up, you're like, 3's a pretty good card. You take that, you take one of the cards up top, throw it in the middle, it's a jack. You're like, oh,
you're like, yeah,
that
yes.
Next guy's going to take that jack, and then, you know, that's how you play. And then whenever you feel you think you have the lowest hand or whoever does, they'll knock, and that's the last round. And the knock is your move, and then you go up your cards, and let's hope that you have a low score. That score wins.
Gotcha.
Love that game.
Yeah, that sounds
really
like fun.
Yeah,
it sounds like it moves pretty quick, too.
One of the best drinking card games you could ever have, because it's real simplistic. It can get competitive. And you can add rules where, like, you can put a joker in there.
Yeah.
And when you draw a joker, or if you have a joker, and those people that kind of, like, angle their cards that they know are good, you can be like, I know that's a good card. Here's a joker. And now it's like a, you know, or a 12 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You switch your cards. But
so no. That's going to be part of this Uno game that's going to be out there in Las Vegas?
I would assume that's how they play Uno Golf. I don't know, though. Because there's draw fours and there's,
match,
you know,
cards by colors and numbers, but your cards are laid out as you try to get rid of high cards and keep lower value cards. Strategically clear columns to eliminate cards, but beware of cards that can raise your score. The player with the lowest score wins.
So okay. It's similar.
It's a similar,
very
type
similar.
Thing. Yeah.
Somebody says, what about Risk? Are you going to be there for 12 hours?
Seriously.
Honey, I played one game.
Yeah.
I thought about like Monopoly, but I'm like, that would take way too long. Nobody wants
no
to
chance.
Do that, right?
You'd
nobody
to like expedite it.
Yeah.
You'd have like a pitch clock on that.
Shoots
one.
And ladders or something like that. Candyland.
Sorry
would be good.
Awesome.
Boggle. Or maybe Yahtzee would be a good casino game.
Hi-ho,
I know we kind
Cheerio.
Of already have it, you know, with craps and whatnot, but why not Yahtzee as a casino game?
It'd be really
game?
Good if you did like Operation and the,
the
harder bones had more value.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You really actually get electrocuted if you miss.
And you miss, you got electrocuted for real. That would be fun. I do like that one. That would be a great game to play at a casino. But I thought that was fantastic yesterday, seeing Uno is going to come to a casino near you.
Mm-hmm. I hope it does.
816 says, what about heads up, seven up?
That's a good one. But see, you could cheat in that. We used to cheat all the time. You
course.
Just keep your head like off the edge of the table, and you look at the shoes, and then you figure out whose shoes touched your finger, and then you look up there at the wall, and you go, okay, it was John right there. He had the Nikes on, you know?
But you never say that because you give away your tips.
Yeah.
Speaking of 21 and older in casinos, 21 and younger is what Mark Cuban wants the Olympics team to be. For basketball, we're giving all these guys for free and taking the injury risk. Mark Cuban says the NBA or hates NBA players participating in the Olympics and believes it should be limited to players 21 years old and younger.
Yeah, I understand his perspective, but sorry, Mark, nobody wants to watch that. You know, nobody wants to watch people that you really don't know. That's what we were doing with the Olympics, and it wasn't working, and we were losing to other countries. And then the Olympics changed it and said, we want our best athletes playing. That's what you want. That's what the Olympics are, right? It's a display of the greatest athletes in the world at one location for 2 weeks, and everybody competes in the event. That's at the root of what the Olympics are. We want our best players there. This was the debate back in the 90s about having, you know, the dream team and whatnot. Oh, well, they're going to be better than everybody else. Yeah, well, that just because our best is better than yours doesn't mean we shouldn't play our best. And so if you're going to be exactly. But this was, you know, 30 years ago, right, when the European basketball scene really didn't exist all that much. And so now you've got the opportunity where the Olympics are wide open, where you can get the best of the best, whether it be some NFL players in flag football, Major League Baseball. Baseball players and baseball, NFL or NBA players, hockey players. We want to see that. It's exciting for the fans. We want to watch that kind of stuff. And we're competitive. It's the world game. So you might as well put your best foot forward. I understand what Cuban's saying. That's being a business guy and thinking about the dollars and cents of his NBA team. That's not thinking about the big picture of what the Olympics are all about. So I understand his take. I don't agree with his take.
But he still wants the best of the best. He just wants an NBA World Cup. That's what he wants. He doesn't want the Olympics. He wants to be able to get a piece of the pie, and the agents and the NBA coaches and NBA executives to be able to get a piece of the pie and get some sort of something back for this injury risk and have an NBA World Cup just like soccer does, which is bigger than the Olympics.
But doesn't soccer also participate in the Olympics? Why can't we do both? Yeah. Why can't we create the NBA World Cup and have the Olympics? I mean, it has been proven, and we have seen.
It's both.
But dudes like playing for their countries. They love representing the United States or Germany or Greece or whoever they're playing for, whatever country they're representing. These guys love representing their country. So the more of those opportunities you can create, look, I'd rather watch an NBA World Cup than an NBA regular season, and I've never seen an NBA World Cup. I'd rather watch the Olympics than the NBA regular season, right? Give the fans those opportunities. I mean, nobody's a soccer fan, but when the World Cup comes around every 4 years, every freaking bar is packed and everybody's watching the World Cup because it's unique, it's different, it's something that's a one-off. Give folks the Olympics, give folks a World Cup of the NBA. I like that idea.
Show me his face. Would never allow that.
Keep it.
Oh, yes, he would. If he found a way to make money and all these owners were cashing in on all of this, absolutely they would.
That means he's got to work.
Yeah, exactly. No, just keep it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Extending the FIBA contract, which is what Cuban says he does.
I feel like Adam Silver's hooked up to like an IV machine and gets like fed like applesauce through a syringe. He's sitting there going... Is it time? He's like Palpatine. Come to the dark side, Koopa. I'll make sure you're fine. Just a sack of bones.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.